All right, it's time for Instagram Live. It's Dr. K with my good friend Matt Maruka, and he is from Raw Optics and The Light Diet on Instagram.
Yes.
Yes, you guys are in for a treat. Matt is an incredible human being, and he's taught me so much about light energy and how it's so important for humans. I'm all about sunscreen for skin cancer prevention. However, sunlight has such an important function for us as human beings.
Yeah, it certainly does. I would say there is, you know, some evidence to show that excessive amounts of sun, especially the ultraviolet component, can lead to damage that can lead to skin cancer. However, a lot of this isn't as well documented as you know, some believe. And so, yes, we ought to be cautious. However, there's a huge risk on the other side of too much avoidance of the sun and too much,
yes,
for example, vitamin D deficiency, which leads to an increased risk of, for example, contracting viruses and having immune issues and,
yes,
even cancer with low vitamin D. So there's a balance to be had there. And I recommend people get morning sunlight and afternoon sunlight because the UV component is lower, but the healing red and infrared is much higher at that time.
You guys, so much has been said to criminalize the sun. And it's really important to understand that human beings have been on this planet fed by the sun, and along with plants who photosynthesize, humans also have some mechanism of light being so important to regulate our pineal glands and the circadian rhythm. So what Matt is talking about, like the beneficial light is best in the golden hour. So that would be what hours in the morning?
Yeah, so typically 2 to 3 hours after the sun rises and 2 to 3 hours before it sets. But if it's the middle of the summer, the window would be a bit smaller.
Mm-hmm.
And then if it's the winter, the window can be all day because the sun is quite weak in the winter where you won't see as much of the high energy ultraviolet. I would just add there was one interesting study out of Sweden where they followed about 516 Swedish women for several decades over their life, and they actually saw that the women who actively avoided the sun had twice the rate of all-cause mortality, so death from all diseases, than the,
wow,
women who got the most sun exposure.
Yeah.
So even though we're avoiding sun for skin cancer, it actually some of the evidence is showing there's actually a greater risk to total avoidance.
Yeah.
And so we don't want to overdo it, but we don't want to
underdo
it either.
Yeah, so this rising early in the morning and watching the sunrise is ideal. It's that glowy golden sun where you're not getting the harmful ultraviolet as much as you would if you were out in the noontime sun or the midday sun. And then also the golden hour, like when we take pictures for Instagram when the sun is setting, we look beautiful, you feel radiant. The sun radiates red light. Talk a little bit about that important red light.
Yeah, of course. So red, and particularly actually near infrared, so we can refer to it as all red, but the near infrared, we don't see it, but it makes up about 40% of all the light that reaches Earth from the sun.
Mm-hmm.
And it's what we feel as heat. So
right.
For example, if you have a fire or a warm old school light bulb, you'll feel that heat if you put your hand up next to it. That's the infrared, near infrared light that we feel. And near infrared, because water and our body is mostly water, that's the specific wavelength that water absorbs. And so as we're mostly water, that's the wavelength of light that has such a huge impact on our body, more than almost any other. It causes our water in our cells to become what's called structured water, or there's a great book called Fourth Phase of Water by a researcher from Washington, named Dr. Gerald Pollack. But anyway, all that's to say that this infrared light actually structures and organizes the water in our cells, and it causes it to be energized, which actually powers a lot of biochemical reactions. There's a missing link in biochemistry that the biochemists generally aren't able to answer, how cells utilize as much energy as they do, and it's not all accounted for by ATP according to a lot of calculations. And the missing link is this sunlight,
infrared,
especially near infrared. Yeah.
Yeah. That's why humans feel so good sitting in the sun. That's why cats bathe in the sun. You might have seen that little viral Instagram that shows a time lapse of a cat and the sun rays moving and the cat moving with the sun. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
It's so awesome. I think we're drawn to that warmth and heat and regenerative about being in that infrared light. But talk a little bit about mitochondria, because I am on a kick to learn more and more about mitochondria, the powerhouse of the human cell, which is responsible for powering the whole body, longevity and health span.
Yeah. The mitochondria are fascinating. You know, according to the biochemists and evolutionary researchers, actually all complex life, so not just human cells, but also all plant cells and all fungi, mm-hmm. are all enabled by mitochondria, powered by mitochondria. So mitochondria are, they used to be a bacteria, and the idea is they actually merged with another cell to make this, let's say, like a supercell, like a great team.
Yeah.
Where the mitochondria, if you imagine a business, you know, you might have your salespeople, then you have the boss. Yeah. So the mitochondria kind of became like the salespeople in this business organization, where they're out, just their sole function became energy production.
Yes.
And then the CEO, which is the nucleus of our cell, which has all the genes, manages sort of the organization. Mm-hmm. And so mitochondria became so specialized at producing energy. And the way they produce energy in our cells is using hydrogen and oxygen. So hydrogen, people can easily think of as food. We eat hydrogen-based fuel, which is just food, whether it's fats or carbs. We eat that, and then we breathe oxygen, you know, through our nose or mouth, and then we actually react the two, and they make water. So we're reversing photosynthesis. Photosynthesis splits the water molecule into H2 and O, and when we have this, they call it oxidative phosphorylation, we actually bring that water back together, and that releases the energy, the sunlight energy that was stored in photosynthesis when they were split. So we bring those two back together. We make water when we breathe and when we eat food. And that's actually how we make energy. And that's what the mitochondria basically do at a fundamental level.
Amazing. So you have learned a lot of biochemistry. Do you guys remember biology, the mitochondria, the powerhouse of the cell, where you create the ATP, that whole Krebs cycle? Maybe you remember. I remember.
Yeah.
It's painful. But now, like, it makes a lot more sense thinking about it in terms of anti-aging. What supplements are you taking for, like, antioxidant and anti-longevity effect?
Yeah, so actually I don't take really any supplements at all.
Just the sun.
The sun. I would say actually the main one I take is Raw Optics. It's not a supplement, but it's the eyewear brand that I started.
You guys check it out. These are so awesome. Blue light glasses, but they're yellow. Why are they yellow?
Yeah, so there's two different types. There's yellow lenses for the day, which when we're in an office or a school or something like that, somewhere like here, this light disrupts our body's nervous system to a certain degree and tells our brain to be more active and slightly more stressed than it needs to be, mm-hmm. compared to if we're in the sun with that full balanced spectrum of the blue light and the near infrared. Now, as far as supplements for anti-aging go, our sort of main product, even more than the daylight lenses, is what we call sunset lenses. And these are red lenses, which I'll show maybe in a moment a little later on, but these you wear at night. So I wear these when the sun goes down, and that tells my brain that it's time to start making more melatonin.
The sunset lenses.
Yeah, the sunset lenses. And melatonin is the body's most important anti-aging, antioxidant, anti-cancer molecule that I'm aware of, because it directly goes in and repairs the cells and the mitochondria especially from all the damage that accrues throughout the day. And the issue is that if we have too much blue light at night, it tricks our brain to think that we need to stay awake and stop making melatonin. And that's a huge
disruptor. Well, we all experienced that during COVID, that we were all on our phones in front of television screens, you know, and like all of us had anxiety and sleep disorders where we couldn't sleep at night. And it's from too much blue light resetting your brain and your pineal gland. And this ultraviolet that we work under every day in every business office in America is very disruptive too.
Yeah, it's so with fluorescent lights, you get some ultraviolet, which can be disruptive. Now that they're shifting mostly to LEDs, there's not the ultraviolet issue. Now the issue is the high energy blue.
Yeah.
And so blue by itself isn't actually bad. Like the sun has tons of blue light. Now the thing is it's balanced by this healing near infrared. So the way I like to think of it isn't, for example, with a car analogy, the blue light is kind of like the ignition of the car. It really, it's sort of stimulating the activity. But then the near infrared is the gas. So you have the ignition, the power, and then you have the gas, the near infrared. If you have blue light from an LED, you have a lot of ignition, but no gas.
Okay.
So it's kind of stressing the body out. Eventually, you'll kill your battery if you keep running the ignition trying to start the car. And so that's why sun can be good, because it's blue balanced with near infrared. But these fluorescents or LEDs, modern lights, even during the day, and that's why we make these daylight lenses, because these aren't meant to necessarily protect our melatonin, although they actually do that as well for night by protecting us from being zapped all day.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really to just protect from that imbalance of too much blue and not enough near infrared causing the nervous system to get dysregulated.
That's so important. I wear blue light definitely protector lenses, you know, the coating that protects, but these are super cool. I'm going to start wearing the RA Optics one, the Raw Optics.
Yeah.
Raw because the god of the sun is Raw, right? That's how you named it.
Yeah, it is. It's just sort of a tribute to this ancient Egyptian sort of mythology where they sort of knew the sun was very powerful, and they even attributed to Ra many great accomplishments that Egyptian civilization made, and they understood the sun was
the power of the sun. So the sun, a little dose of sun every day is so important for your well-being. And then is it good to take melatonin? Because I think some people get addicted to taking oral melatonin, and that itself shuts down your natural production, like negative biofeedback.
Yeah, I'm so glad you bring that up, because a lot of people in this world, even in the medical world, so I'm so glad you're bringing this up here, is that they don't realize about this negative biofeedback issue, which is when we put in a supplement, our body actually thinks, oh, it's here, we don't need to make as much of it. And of course, that becomes really damaging. Now, in the case of something as important as melatonin, again, leading anti-aging, antioxidant, anti-cancer every single night when we sleep, repairing our cells, if we trick that system, we're going to have issues. And so I've met many people who, after learning about my product, they say, oh my gosh, like, I'm so grateful we found what you're speaking about in the light diet and getting sun and wearing Ra optics at night, because they, for example, I heard a story of a daughter, a child who became so severely dependent on melatonin because they thought it would, early on in COVID, they said that maybe that would help with antioxidant and certain protection.
Yes.
So their kid became hooked on melatonin. It was a huge issue. And only through using the Ra optics sunset lenses after the sunset to protect their sleep. And you don't sleep with them on. That's a comment. Some people ask, do I sleep with them? No. It's just after the sun goes down.
You
wear them until you go to sleep if you're exposed to bright lights. Now, if you only use candles, you don't need them. But so absolutely, it's not something I recommend to supplement with, because if you get some morning sunlight, 10, 15 minutes to stimulate the circadian rhythm, and then periodic light throughout the day especially, and then blocking blue light at night, for example, with Ra optics sunset lenses, or just using candles in your home, then melatonin should function properly.
Imagine if we had that luxurious life where we just had candles on at night. I would love that, right?
Yeah, well, anyone can do it, actually. Yeah. Just go to IKEA or just get the electric ones. They're still much better than the standard lighting.
That's true. Electric candles. Are you worried about all the EMF that we're surrounded by nonstop now in modern civilization? Like all this electromagnetic energy running through offices, homes, nonstop buzz of electric frequencies.
Yeah, so I actually had a conversation with a good friend of mine about this, who actually works in the telecom industry, and he's very aware of the risks. So his business stopped doing wireless and it went all to fiber optic cabling only. But anyway, he said, you know, it's one thing to be, you know, afraid and have fear and do that. And it's another thing to just be calmly and, you know, intelligently aware of the risks.
Yeah.
So I try to not get afraid or worried,
but
remain aware of the risks, just like you would if the house was on fire. You know, freaking out doesn't help if the house is on fire, but definitely being aware that there's a risk and acting appropriately makes sense. So for example, I turn my phone on airplane mode whenever it's on my body for any extended period of time. I try to limit my phone calls. When I work on my computer throughout the day, I have an Ethernet cable. So I mitigate that risk wherever I can. So as far as 5G goes, I've had people, you know, who say, oh, move out of cities, stay away from cities, you know, sort of more extreme ways of thinking.
Yeah.
I don't think that's necessarily necessary, but I do believe people should be strengthening their own mind and body through these other practices of the light diet, and especially meditation, which is something I thought would be really, really interesting for us to get into.
Yeah, amazing. Well, tell us, like, what about the people who are your naysayers who are like, no, you have to have sunscreen, you should not have any more than a certain fixed amount of sun exposure. What do you say to them?
Yeah, well, so
that you're going to get skin cancer, that you're already sunburned a little bit.
Yeah,
you're a little
sunburned
right there. Right.
So thank you for pointing that out. So I do sometimes, as a leader of my cause, I sometimes get a little more sun than I maybe need or should. So I went into a Sun Life Organics not long ago. You're familiar, I
imagine, with
this amazing smoothie place, and it was one in Austin. And I saw this book that said that the title was Get the Fuck Out of the Sun.
Right.
And it's a popular book by a sort
Lauren,
of popular blogger.
Yeah, we love her, Lauren Bostock.
Yeah, and I imagine they have really good intentions, but I took, you know,
You probably took personal offense to that.
For maybe just a little bit, but really I just took the opportunity to share with my audience, which isn't, you know, millions of followers, but just to say, hi everyone, this is something that I believe is dangerous information. And I cited the study, the Swedish study, and now there are many other studies. But I'll just go ahead and cite the research rather than share my personal opinions or what I feel.
Tell us.
Just, there's this research, and as I mentioned earlier on, the women in this 20-plus year study who avoided the sun had twice the risk of death from all different diseases. It's called all-cause mortality in the literature. Than the group that, not the group that got the middle amount of sun, the ones that actively sought out the most sun exposure. And it's also the case in general that the people who work indoors, like I have an aunt, for example, who got skin cancer, she never got the sun. She was actually working indoors, and she got it in places like under, you know, places like in the lips. People get a lot of skin cancers where they don't ever see sun in those areas. And as we've avoided sun over the last several decades, skin cancer rates have actually skyrocketed with more sunscreen, more sunglasses. Cataracts have also increased. And so it's the if someone steps out from the dogma of this idea, they can see that something's not exactly right. Now, should people go get sunbaked like they were doing in the 1920s, which led to this whole craze? No, that's not the right
1980s,
path either.
Too.
Yeah, and the 80s. But the origins of this was like there was a ton of research in the early 1900s in Europe.
Where you wanted to be bathing in the sun.
Yeah. Right? And they actually gave the Nobel Prize in 1904 to a guy who discovered that ultraviolet light was the cure for tuberculosis of the skin because ultraviolet light naturally kills bacteria.
Right.
So people who don't get sun also expose themselves to more bacterial infections and all sorts of infections because A, the sun kills germs directly, B, because UV light makes vitamin D and then increases our immunity. And so they had this Nobel Prize, and then there were these guys in World War One, these heliotherapists who healed wounds and all sorts of diseases using
with
the
sun.
And then now this is something that many people aren't aware of, but John D. Rockefeller paid a gentleman, Aunt Abraham Flexner, to produce what was called the Flexner Report, and they founded the American Medical Association, which threw out a lot of traditional forms of medicine like Ayurveda and acupuncture and things like that that had worked for a long time, but they were considered pseudoscientific ever since then, and heliotherapy was lumped in there. And it wasn't, I just learned this the other day, until when Nixon was the president that he had gained benefits from acupuncture that they started actually saying, well, maybe there's something to this. But so to the naysayers, I just say, you know, beware and be careful with what you believe, because the sun is what has given us life, and it has been and remains the sole power source that gives us the energy for our cognitive faculties to work such that we can even question its function. So it's like questioning, you know, your mother's, you know, say mother gives you life. It's like saying, well, I don't really know how I feel about it. It's like the very thing which gave you life, we're questioning it and its validity. And it's just, there's something that's off there. And
I don't think we understand all of the technology and the interconnectedness of animals, plants, humans. The way that plants photosynthesize, I really, truly feel that mitochondria are our organs for photosynthesis.
You're totally spot on. In fact, there's some really interesting books on the subject, but melanin, this amazing molecule in our skin, which this is another great point. I'm so glad this comes up. Melanin is the perfect sunscreen. So melanin is about 99.9% effective at taking high-energy ultraviolet light
and right.
slowing it down into the harmless near-infrared, in fact, healing near-infrared light. And that's actually how the system is supposed to work. So the body, we're not supposed to get tons of high-energy ultraviolet, actually. It is damaging.
It is damaging.
It's damaging if you leave anything in ultraviolet. You'll
see it.
They'll fade. So we're designed, we have internal protective mechanisms, specifically melanin, and this is the kicker. When you wear sunglasses, which Lauren is wearing on the cover of this book, as if to say that it's maybe something beneficial, or at least not, there's no awareness of this. There's clear research showing that the ultraviolet B light from the sun that stimulates vitamin D, when that hits our eye, it stimulates the production of alpha melanocyte stimulating hormone, or alpha MSH for short. And that's the hormone that stimulates all of our skin cells to make melanin. And so basically that's to say that the stimulus for our skin to get tan and to make more melanin producing cells comes from a hormone that's stimulated from UV light, the thing they say is bad, coming through the eye. All that's to say, if you wear sunglasses and you block that stimulus, you're increasing your risk of sunburn and skin cancer because you're blocking your body's own natural protection.
Not making
mechanism.
Enough melanin,
yes.
then.
Yes, and
interesting.
That's far more damaging, not to mention normal
sunscreens. So these glasses will allow some of that?
No, these no. are not meant for use in the sun. So these are, yeah. Ra Optics is meant to take harmful man-made artificial light sources.
Indoor
and
use.
Make them, exactly. Mm-hmm. And make them more like the sun. That's why we right. call it Ra.
But interestingly, we all search for sunglasses that are super UV coated and like the high quality ones. And maybe we need the cheapy ones that let a little UV come in.
Yeah, actually. So we may develop sunglasses down the road for the applications like people on boats and skiing, yes. where they get tons of light.
Too much light.
Yeah, too much light, which is damaging. You get blind and have an immediate accident.
Cataracts, yes. Yeah,
so what we would do is we would equally reduce the spectrum. So we'd say, here's the total brightness, and we'd reduce
take
the whole spectrum.
Everything down,
yeah,
20%.
Down, rather than
that
what
makes
they do
sense.
Is they cut all of the UV and leave in. Also, they have a lot of their anecdotes when sunglasses were first introduced. Now, these were cheaper, older sunglasses, but introduced into places in Africa where they never had them before, sort of tribal
yeah.
places. They became sort of a status symbol.
Yeah.
The people who wore the sunglasses actually got more cataracts and visual problems
right.
and even mental disorders. And the reason that the authors, this is a great book, expose on the health effects of light throughout the last 100 years of research. It's called Health and Light. It's actually from the 70s, this book.
Hmm.
So it was the preceding 100 years to that of research.
Mm-hmm.
Phenomenal book by a guy named Dr. John Ott, who was, he was actually Walt Disney's time-lapse photographer. And when
cool.
doing so, he would make plants dance by changing the moisture content of the air, and they would wilt and stand
oh,
up.
Oh, interesting.
And then he would move the lights, and they would move, and he would time-lapse it so it looked like the flowers were dancing.
Oh, cool.
But he noticed so many effects from light. And one of the things he writes about is this situation with the sunglasses. They posited that because the light in Africa is so intense, when you cut out entire spectrums, like including, for example, ultraviolet, you severely dysregulate not only the production of melanin in the skin, but also the eye, the pupillary contraction response.
Right.
And so you could get a significantly greater amount of high energy visible light, including high energy blue, which in excess is also very damaging, like ultraviolet, because it's on that side of the spectrum. And that all is because you're disrupting the body's natural response,
yeah.
and its own natural protection. The body's pretty intelligent. So I recommend people start in the springtime, going out for 3 to 5 minutes each day and getting the sun, and their body will make more melanin. They'll feel better. They'll look better. Their
that concept of getting
better.
A base tan,
yes.
You think that has a little bit of validity, but not in a tanning bed. But in the
yeah.
nice golden hour light where you're going to let your melanin turn on.
Yes, in particular.
Yeah.
And for those who want to, so as far as the tanning goes, the golden hour is a lot of healing light. That's the near infrared.
Yeah.
For those who want to do this tanning, I would recommend actually in the middle of the day, because that's when the UV is the strongest, but really short doses. And so I work with some of the leading experts in the world on light therapy. I'm working with them to develop products and developing
yeah.
our eyewear. And this one particular researcher said to me, if people want to get the minimum effective dose from the sun, absolute least amount of exposure, most benefit, he actually says right in the middle of the day when the sun is strongest.
Lunchtime.
And lunchtime.
Take your lunch outdoors, people.
That's simply because you have the most UV. So you can even do 2 to 3 minutes on each side of your body, or even 1 minute, and you can actually get a pretty significant effect in the summer. In the winter,
yeah.
you won't get much because there's almost
and
no
I
UV.
Tell people, like, you know, you can protect the important real estate right here, but you can sun your back, your extremities, your chest, your trunk, so much skin. Maybe you put your sunscreen on for sure for your face.
Yeah.
Are you a sunscreen wearer? Because you're going to try my tinted SPF 40, SPF 50 mineral sunscreen. It's
so
very
mineral
good. It's mineral,
sunscreen.
Zinc oxide, titanium dioxide, reflective. Not,
I'd love to get
not
it.
A chemical.
That reflects the sun, like you said, which
yes,
is so
yes, light hits and bounces versus UV getting absorbed, interacting with a chemical that's absorbed
mm-hmm.
under the surface of the skin, and then, like, why? Why do you need all that? It just needs to bounce.
It's I believe it's largely superficial because people don't want to have the visible, you know, sunscreen that they
yes,
see
yes, but
over.
You know what? Mine is so amazing. It's like
I'd
a BB cream. It literally takes away all your imperfections, and then I have two. One's a moisturizing effect, and the other's kind of like hides your imperfections.
All right. I'd love to try
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
And most people just don't know that many of these chemical sunscreens, which many have actually been recalled over the last
yes.
few, you know, months, last summer in particular, because they have benzene and other toxic chemicals. But those chemicals only become significantly more toxic under the influence of ultraviolet light, and then that's all being absorbed where? Into the bloodstream.
Systemically,
so
yeah.
Not
yeah, you got to be so careful when you're reading the back of the bottle, like elemental ingredients like titanium, zinc. These are elements of the earth versus, chemicals that are benzene rings that go absorbed internally can cause birth defects, reproductive harm, genetic problems.
Yeah, and that's why I warn people when they see books like the one I mentioned before, simply because for young girls who are very impressionable and just want to look a certain way, these things can have lasting damages on their perception of what's good and what's not and what's true and what's not, and lead to ultimate, as I described through this study, and there are several others, ultimate long-term health consequences, which of course the authors are not intending, but they're just not aware of, and people need to be made aware of these
truths. Well, it's so fascinating talking about all this. So you guys, the message is to enjoy the sun and enjoy it at the right times of day and understand the huge impact that it has for health benefits. And I hope you guys will check out Matt. You can find him on Instagram. Matt, tell us where to find you.
Yeah, on Instagram, I am at The Light Diet, just one word, and the business is Ra, that's R-A underscore nice. Optics.
I love them. It feels really relaxing to my eyes, actually.
Yeah, and Ra Optics also is just raoptics.com if people want to go to the website and check out and try out our products.
Yeah, I encourage you to learn more and do protect your skin when you are in an extended sun exposure with a mineral-based sunscreen. You don't want to get a skin cancer. Sun is responsible for 90%. UV is responsible for 90% of skin aging. So I think there's like a good balance to be heard, but I'm so glad you're telling this part of the story because truly, for mitochondrial benefit and longevity and health benefits, humans have been on this planet so long. The sun is integrated with our survival. So that's it for now, guys. Don't forget to find me on my Instagram. It's Beauty by Dr. K. And our website has our amazing sunscreen. And our podcast is twice a week, Tuesdays. And then we do a 5-Minute Friday. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Love you. Thanks for coming in today.
Likewise.